Girls with bows.
Girls with bows.
Girls with bows.
All right. Hey, everybody. We're over here at the State Indoor S3DA Tournament. Me and Robbie are elbow to elbow again.
Elbow to elbow.
And
twice in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's how. Wow. How does that work? You know. And we happen to be here with the Girls with Bows. If you haven't seen Girls with Bows, you need to look them up. They have a Facebook page, a TikTok, a Instagram. And it was. I have Miss Alicia Beck and Miss Daphne, and I always forget the.
Williams.
I don't, Williams. I don't know why I get. I always miss Williams. I don't understand why. But how are y'all doing today?
I'm doing good.
So tell us about Girls with Bows.
All right. Well, Girls with Bows, we started this a little over a year ago. Why is because there's not enough women shooting. I went to several of our local shoots and state shoots, this, that, and the other, and there's usually just one or two girls in each class, if that. So we wanted to change that, and by doing so, we started this organization to help promote archery in
amongst women.
Exactly. Go. And it's working, and we're getting great response, and we're having a lot of fun doing it.
That's right.
Yeah. So
Miss Daphne is one of your
I'm a recruit, right?
Daphne
is a parent.
Pull your mic a little.
I started out as a parent.
There you go.
And of course, you know, at the shop, seeing Christian shoot and things of that nature, and I was like, "Oh, let me try this thing." And John put a bow in my hand, and
he's
obviously did the best
that.
Thing. But after meeting Alicia and getting more information about archery and really starting to follow the young ladies in archery and watching her shoot, which is, if you've never seen Alicia Beck shoot, y'all gotta see her.
Well,
but you know, honestly, it made me interested, and in turn, I'm actually really passionate about it, and every time I get a chance, you know, I'm like, hey, if you haven't been up to ACE, go up to ACE, you know, we're up there, and hopefully, really and truly, getting more young ladies interested in the sport.
Well, I believe that you are, because we know it's working, because you're now an archer.
I am shooting, yes.
Because of
Girls with Bows.
Hey, and the other part she hadn't said is her daughter.
Yes,
Sid's got a bow. She's the recruited.
Yeah,
making her debut and doing her thing. We appreciate it. Like I said, everybody go out and check. We're gonna try our best to drive the sport. That's what we're here for.
That's what it's all about. That's why Georgia Archery exists.
That's right. Exactly what we want to do.
And if there's women that want to learn how to shoot or need help or direction, you guys can always reach out to us on Facebook,
right,
whichever one, and we'd be happy to meet you up at the shop and even give you lessons or whatever you need to get
absolutely
started.
Yep.
It's been fun for me watching it grow, because I know that there were several people that come over from about an hour away when we had our customer appreciation.
It was your customer appreciation day.
And there were some folks, the ladies, that were calling wanting to know, hey, Girls with Bows is coming, right?
Yep.
Yes, they will be here
Saturday.
You had
a very nice turnout.
Well,
I think you sold some bows that day too.
Not only that, the girls that are already shooting have appreciated having something that's for them.
For them.
Yep.
Because this is not a sport that is marketed around women.
Really,
and I try to say that without, you know,
sounding, but it's not, it really is not.
So if you look at, you know, your TV, because archery really, target archery really exists because of hunting.
Right.
You know, so you watch your hunting shows, your YouTube stuff, you don't see a lot of women. There's a few, don't get me wrong, but it's predominantly guys.
Yeah, you'll see a wife of a hunter.
Yeah.
So
so having organizations that is strictly for the ladies, young or old, or in between, is cool.
It's
been fun watching this grow for y'all, because I remember from the get-go.
Yep.
Which I remember when Alicia had never even shot a 3D tournament.
Yep.
100%.
Robbie set my very first bow up when it was a hunting bow. Yep.
So it's been fun for me just being able to watch it.
How things have grown and how we've gone and how much passion we've all had for the sport. Once you get people in, you see it yourself. I mean, it's like, it's not just a, hey, this is just one more hobby. It turns into a passion. It really does. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier, why ain't doing this and doing that? I said, I just have a different thing of what I want to do, you know. Yeah, they're doing a great tournament. 156, 157 kids are going to shoot today. So we appreciate y'all's time.
Thank y'all.
And
y'all keep doing what you're doing. Yep. Take a second and just tell everybody, because we may have missed a platform that y'all are on. Take a second and kind of tell us
where to find you,
where the ladies can find y'all.
Our newest and most exciting thing, most people do not know this yet, but we are a official sponsor now of Artemis Georgia, which is another women's platform that is focused around hunting, but it's also anything outdoors, and
outdoors,
it's for women.
Environmental,
So that, Georgia Archery has been great. Social Circle Ace, Robbie Shiver. I mean, everyone is so welcoming, and without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do any of it.
So where do we find you on Facebook?
What is it?
It's, tell everybody.
Facebook. So it's Girls with Bows.
Yep.
And then #_ with Girls with Bows.
Okay.
So
you find that on Facebook and Instagram.
Instagram.
And
TikTok.
And then, TikTok.
TikTok. That's right.
The Tikataka, as y'all call it.
Tikataka.
And then if you... You're going to launch a merch webpage, right?
Yes. We do have merch, and it's actually already on the Facebook page, and it's featured at the top of the page. So our shirts, cups, stickers, decals, everything you need for Girls with Bows, is that's where you can get it.
We've got some great new merchandise coming out, so y'all look out for that.
All right.
Cool. Well, y'all go find some merch. If you're listening to this, go to the Girls with Bows Facebook page, find you some merch, get you some merch.
Yep.
And
support them,
because support them, because what they're doing, we didn't cover it, we didn't mention it here, but I'm going to. You're going to all the ASAs.
Yep.
So you're taking your booth, your time, effort, going to all these different places and setting up these booths to try to recruit women in the archery.
Yep.
And there's a cost involved with that.
Absolutely.
It's not
free.
All day long. Nothing
it's
is
not
free. In
free.
This world.
So this merch that we're talking about helps make that happen.
That's how we fund our travel, our trips, all these events that we do.
It's not that you're taking, you know, $9,742 and putting it in your pocket. Yeah. You're reinvesting it back into Girls with Bows, so that you can then utilize that money to go to another shoot somewhere to try to get another lady or young girl, you know, young lady.
We're doing a bow giveaway. We're doing a bow giveaway this year.
Absolutely.
A bow giveaway. And arrows giveaway.
Yep. They got raffle tickets for sale. You can buy them. See it on the Facebook page.
Yep. Absolutely. Coastal Empire. They're
it's our ASA qualifier.
In March.
And then you're going to do a giveaway all your stuff then.
Yep.
How about that?
And you don't have to be present to win.
That's right.
So where can the tickets be, or the raffle tickets?
You can find it on the Facebook page.
Find it on the Facebook page.
It's featured at the top.
Featured at the top.
It is.
Featured.
Right.
And the link tree in my bio.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait.
That's totally different.
That's totally different.
That's totally different.
We ain't talking about that other site.
Robbie's getting real over here.
I know, right?
Getting real.
Ladies, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you.